The following program contains coarse language, sexual and violent situations. And Jesus Christ, man, don't let your fucking kids listen to it. You know, I've worked a lot of jobs in my life. Some I enjoyed, some I didn't. But we've all been there. We've been in front of the counter, and we've been behind it. Either way, we have our share of stories as either clerks or customers. And from the past 30 years, these are mine. And well, they don't call me the mouth from the south for nothing. We've all had our share of shit jobs, and the one I'm about to tell you is no different. It was actually just a temporary gig that I found in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, until I found something better. I had moved away and then moved back to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I needed a job, like immediately. I already had a place to rent, so I needed to find something just so a paycheck was coming in. So I took this shit-ass job as a houseman for a resort that was on a marina in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Now, basically what I had to do was fight 4 to 5 flights of stairs. There were 5 levels to this place, and push around a very large garbage can to gather the smaller garbage cans. And I would have to do this every day. I would do one floor, come all the way back down, take it to the dump, come back up, go to the second floor, gather all the trash, take it back down. You get it. That was my job in my life for at least 2 weeks. But that job came with one of the best stories I have ever heard because I was there. I got to witness this from beginning until end. And luckily for me, you know, of all the jobs that I've had, you know, I've pretty much been the salesman or the clerk. You know, I've been the one doing the customer service. But in this particular case, I was just the fucking trash dude. So whenever there was a complaint from a customer, I didn't have to fucking deal with it. So that was a plus, even if it was only for 2 weeks of my life. But I'm on the third floor, guys, and I'm pushing my little trash cart, you know, this living the dream, man, smelling that just shit smell of dirty diapers and just, you know, everybody's trash that's there living it up on vacation. You know, I'm gathering it up, and you know, people don't give a fuck. They really don't give a fuck, man. They'll throw anything in the fucking garbage can because they're not the ones that have to fucking deal with it. And even if the fucking garbage can is overflowing, guess what? They're still gonna throw shit in it. And then be the first motherfuckers to complain that the hallway stinks or that there's trash laying in the hallway. It's like, motherfuckers, the whole reason the trash is there is because you put it there. But anyways, regardless, that was just a pet peeve of mine because I had to do this shit in fucking 105 degree weather. But anyways, so I'm pushing my little cart along. And I hear all this screaming all of a sudden coming from one of the rooms. It was a couple women. I mean, you could vividly hear them screaming like they were yelling at the kids, like, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Just leave it right there. Get back from it. Get back from it. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. What the fuck? I mean, something amazing, incredible, and definitely disturbing was happening behind that door. So, of course, I had to stop and listen, like, what the fuck is going on? You know, and as it turns out, these people had just, they had just checked in. So they'd literally arrived to their room moments before I did, you know, to pass the room. I don't have anything to do with the rooms. The garbage cans were all out, you know, kind of at the end of the halls and stuff. But I was passing it, and I heard these women, F this and F that, and oh my God, that is so disgusting. You know, Billy, no, don't touch it. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on in this room? You know, what the hell did they find? You know, and of course your mind starts wandering, like, okay, I know the housekeepers have been in and out of there. And, you know, that was some things I'll touch on a little bit later that I learned that was really disturbing about hotels is what housekeeping actually translates to. And I'll get to that in a minute, but I got to tell this story. Okay. So I hurry up and I get to the end of the hallway, grab the last of my trash for that particular floor and take it all the way down. And here's another thing that was kind of fucked up is I had to load this big ass fucking dumpster on wheels into the elevator. So that meant the elevator always fucking stank. I mean, couldn't you imagine fucking going to this resort, a 5-star resort on the marina in Myrtle Beach, and every time you get into the fucking elevator, you smell trash and shit, you know, dirty diapers, puke, whatever, man, just nothing good. You know, they couldn't have come up with a better system than that. You know, they couldn't have had like a freight elevator for the trash man. You know what I'm saying? But nope. So I'd have to get in there. And sometimes there were fucking people in there. And I'm thinking, God, man, this has got to suck for them. You know, I'm at least getting paid to smell this fucking shit. They're actually paying to smell this fucking shit. But regardless, I wanted to hurry up, get down to the first floor. Which leads me to another dumbass thing. You had to push this big ass fucking cart through the main lobby where people are checking in. So guess what? The people that are checking in, their first impression is a dude that smells like trash pushing an entire cart that is trash, just stinking up the fucking place. Okay, so it's like, okay, great first impression. Well, I happen to be friends with the maintenance guy, so I thought I would stop right there because, you know, kind of act like I was just talking to him, which I was actually talking to him, but, you know, my motive was I wanted to hear what happened when these people from that room came down. I had to know, man. Curiosity was getting the fucking better of me. I had to fucking know what was just so dire behind that door that nobody would fucking touch it. So I'm waiting. And then I hear the ding of the elevator. And here comes an entire coven of fucking Karens. And you know, part of me doesn't even want to call them fucking Karens because they had every fucking right to be upset. But they look like they would have been Karens anyway. Like, the, you know, the people I'm talking about, the people that no matter what you do for them in the service industry, it is never enough. They will find a complaint. It doesn't matter. So, fuck it. They're a coven of Karens. That's what I'm going to stick with. So, they come up and they're walking. They're approaching the lobby, you know, where the person that checks you in or asks all your questions sits. And they're carrying, like, extended out from them, you know, one of those old school brown paper bags, okay, like for that you would take, you know, pack a lunch in. And they're holding it out from them. With the Karen look on their faces. And you could almost hear in the background, just ever so lightly, like the music to the movie The Omen. You know what I'm saying? Like you could hear this chanting, like some shit was about to go down. And I wasn't going to miss it for anything in the world. I mean, this was just a temporary job for me. If the boss would have came out and told me, dude, get back to work, I'd have told him to fuck off. I'm going to listen to this. I'm out of here, you know? But it didn't happen that way. Boss wasn't even there that day, which made it even better because that made the whatever you call the fucking person in the lobby, the name escapes me. That made this all on her while me and the maintenance guy just kind of stood there and reveled in it like the total assholes we were. So the Coven of Karens approaches the counter and they set their little brown lunch bag, whatever you want to say, onto the counter. And you know, I guess the lead Karen says, do you mind telling me what this is and why we found it in our room? Okay, now first off, those two questions, the army of Karens, they already knew the answer to it. They found it in their room because it was fucking left there. And they know what it was used for. So those two questions were completely irrelevant. But that's besides the point. So, you know, the very timid lady at the counter, she says, well, what's in it? And, of course, the lead Karen says, let me show you. And she grabs the paper bag, flips it upside down. Okay, and I wish you could have been there. It drops onto the counter and shoots across the fucking counter. Like, at first, I thought it was a fucking mouse, is what I thought it was, or a rat. But then I was thinking, well, wait a minute, how is this thing still fucking alive? You know what I mean? Like, how is it alive? And these people would not have grabbed, like, a live rat. But then it stopped. It stopped because it, you know, continued off of the counter and hit the fucking floor. So I kind of come around, the maintenance guy comes around, and the four Karens are looking down at it as this thing continues to move, or I should say vibrate. It was a fucking vibrator. So to answer your questions there, Karen, why was this in the room? Well, yeah, I pretty much know why it was in the room, because somebody fucking used it on their fucking vagina and you guys touched it. Okay. Secondly, why did you find it? Well, that's because the housekeeping fucking sucks, which leads me to the point I'm going to tell you here at the end about real housekeeping in a 5-star fucking resort. Okay. So the Karens are looking down at it. I'm looking down at it. My eyes are watering and I'm literally, I can feel like a 6-pack of abs like manifesting in my stomach because I'm holding laughter in so hard. And I look over at my buddy, the maintenance guy, and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude, this is a fucking vibrator. I would have been pissed too, no doubt. You know, so the Covenant Karens, they were absolutely right. But, you know, to watch this vibrator shoot across the fucking counter, hit the floor, and then continue to just kind of vibrate it. It was stuck in between tile, you know, so it was just kind of sitting there vibrating in one location. I mean, you can't, this is like a scene out of a movie. It was absolutely incredible. So, of course, the woman working the counter has no idea what to say. She's apologizing left and right, left and right. She is on the phone calling the manager, who, of course, as we've all experienced time and time again, never answered the phone. You know, he was probably out fucking drunk at 10 in the morning, you know, 11 in the morning somewhere. It was his day off, so he wasn't answering it. He was not going to deal with the Covenant Karens and the vibrator that they found. Now, where they found it was underneath the comforter of one of the beds. The kids were climbing into bed like kids do. You know, when you check in, you take your own kids or whatever. What's one of the first things they do? They're bouncing on the fucking beds. Well, they weren't the only things bouncing on the fucking beds. It was a fucking vibrator. Okay, so in this particular case, the Karens were in the right. They truly were. And I was so glad I wasn't the person behind the counter this time. You know, I have many stories, and most of them are from when I was behind the counter. But I felt so bad for this young girl that had to just grin and bear it. You know, long story short with them, they got the week for free. And you know what? They fucking should have. They really should have. But to get to the point I kind of alluded to earlier, what I learned about the housekeeping in a 5-star resort in Myrtle Beach is really the housekeeping doesn't do all that much. Okay? The only thing, as far as the beds are concerned, that they change out before you arrive are the sheets and the pillowcases. Okay, that's done before you check in. The comforter stays. Ladies and gentlemen, the comforter stays. They only clean those comforters once a month. Okay, so you are climbing underneath a comforter. Let's say you're on the last week of the month. Okay, that comforter has been used for 3 weeks by people fucking, by people puking, you know, drunk off their fucking ass, kids' snotty fucking noses, and of course, you know, the mysterious woman who left her fucking vibrator. You know what she was doing underneath that comforter. But yeah, those comforters are only cleaned once a month. So yeah, you get those nice smelling sheets and those nice smelling pillowcases, but as far as the comforters, guys, it's once a month. Which, of course, the housekeeping staff got fired because they did change the sheets and the pillowcases. So how in the hell do you change the sheets and the pillowcases and not see a 9-inch black fucking vibrator in the middle of the bed? That is the million-dollar questions, my friends. You have been listening to the Clerks Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Please subscribe to this podcast. More stories are on their way. Hey, my friends, join me on Facebook at facebook.com/clerkspodcast. That's facebook.com/clerkspodcast.